I know a lot of too much to tell you. I could
literally nothing.
I could give you way more information than anyone could ever possibly need.
I don't think I could even name you a song.
I could sing you their entire catalog, probably without the music playing.
That's not good.
It's a boy band thing. I love them.
Yee.
I'm followed by a member of a different British boy band on Twitter.
Oh, you're Twitter famous.
I am a little bit.
I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
What is the show called again? We haven't done this in so long, I don't even remember.
I don't know. Let's Never Meet!
Yay!
I had to play some pseudo Jeopardy music, you know, to think about
it. I didn't even know that was Jeopardy
music. It wasn't. I can't mimic. But that felt a little dull. Yeah. For the occasion.
Extremely.
Okay, what are we doing?
I'm Elle.
I'm Marissa.
This is Let's Never Meet.
Yes.
You probably don't remember us because we haven't put on an episode this week.
We went on a
small hiatus.
Unintentional hiatus.
Due to someone having to attend her 450th concert.
You. Yeah, yes. there were other factors involved. Calling hours. It was your anniversary.
This is true.
Mother's Day.
This also is
so
true.
So, I think
but Wednesday
we take
is the day,
equal blame.
And that was...
Yes, I was gone.
Gone.
Also, side note, today is not Wednesday either.
Today is not Wednesday.
It's Taco Tuesday.
It is Taco Tuesday.
Yes.
Do we have any updates?
Oh, yes. Oh, we were just talking about this. Let me pull it up. So, my aunt, who was listening, said... If you don't have a quarter at Aldi's, they will give you one, and then when you check out, they will just take it back.
Did not know this.
Mind blown.
This is life-changing information.
Never knew that.
You no longer have to scrape and scrounge in your car seats to find a fucking quarter for Aldi's. Because they'll just let you borrow one.
Yeah, I did not know that.
That's amazing.
So thank you, Aunt.
Yeah, shout out for that awesome
yes,
Aldi's information.
That tidbit, yes.
It's very, very helpful.
I think that's the only new little update we've got.
I thought I had another one, but I don't remember what it was. Still going to send the dicks by mail.
Yes. Haven't done it yet, but...
No, definitely going to.
Yeah.
For sure. I'll see if I can get, like, a Facebook video of the dicks by mail being opened.
That would be great.
Just do a little sneaky surveillance or something.
I'm sure my mom would deliver it and tape it.
That would be so perfect.
It would
she
be
could
good.
Wear, like, a body cam.
Yeah. We'll just get her a GoPro to wear on her head.
With a little strap on it.
Yeah. Like a miner's light.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Okay, what are we talking about today?
We are going to talk about one of my faves.
Ooh, we're going famous and well known.
Yeah.
And it is your fave.
It probably is. Right now it is.
Yeah.
Gypsy.
You mean Gypsy Rose Blanchard?
I do.
I just sometimes talk in her voice because I think it's fun.
I hate it.
I have a friend that was trying to watch the act on Hulu, and she said she knows nothing about, like, she's not a true crime yeah. crazy person like we are. And so she's like, I was trying to watch the show. She'll probably hate me for telling this. I was trying to watch the show, and the actress that's playing Gypsy, I cannot stand her voice. And
you
I was
should
like,
hear her real voice.
I go, does she talk like this the whole time? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, because that's what Gypsy sounded like.
Yeah. Gypsy's real, well,
her real well, her fake,
fake
real
voice,
voice
was way worse.
I'm just Gypsy, and I love everyone.
Ugh.
My favorite clip is in the Mommy, Dead, and Dears when she's like, I'm Gypsy Rose Blanchard, and I'm at Disney World eating real mashed potatoes. Mm.
Royal mashed potatoes.
I'm just like... Okay.
Poor Gypsy.
Yes.
Yeah, so this is kind of, the act is kind of what started, I mean, I've always loved this case, but.
And we're smack in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Like, Missouri, Wisconsin.
Yeah,
us.
Illinois is right,
right
in the middle.
And we're literally, yeah, literally right in the middle.
They may have driven the Greyhound bus right through our town.
They could have, for all we know.
Yeah. But what we watched. What is it? Mommy, Dead,
Mommy,
and
Dead,
Dearest.
And Dearest.
Yes. And then I heard about this show on Hulu called The Act. So I watched the shit out of that.
I haven't watched it yet, but I was letting you finish.
I got in trouble because I watched it without Austin. I didn't even know he was into it, but I came home and he was watching it on my computer and I was like, what you doing? And he was like, oh, well, you were watching this show without me. I was like, oh, sorry.
How dare you?
I didn't know I was supposed to wait for you.
Are we turning him into a crime documentary lover?
He kind of always has been.
Good, good.
But he's kind of a closet.
There are many.
Like, we watch ID all the time. Like, there was a time for, like, an entire month that's literally the only channel that we
do that too. I watched at the gym this morning The First 48.
I hate that show.
I don't know why it was on the TV in the gym.
Yeah, that's
with,
weird.
With the captions on, you know? Yeah. So I had headphones and listening to music, reading the captions of the show. And then my workout was over and my time on the bike was done.
So you just sat on the bike and
no,
watched
it? No, I sped home to watch the end of it and then they didn't arrest anyone.
I think Austin likes that show, but I don't really care for it that much.
I just like it that they they show you some stuff.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I do.
I'm not into that.
I am.
Anyways, so binge watch The Act.
Yes,
please watch it because it's so good.
I will. Well, when they said that, is it Joey King? When they said that she was playing her and she'd shaved her head and stuff, I was like, perfect.
Yeah, she's literally, really good.
Literally perfect.
She's so good. I love every second of it.
I'll have to watch it.
I need to watch every single documentary. Well, I watched Mommy, Dead, and Dearest again the other night with Austin.
I literally watched it like 3 days in a row because I watched it, and then me and my mom watched it, and then I came over here, and somehow we watched it again.
And then I watched it again the next day.
Oh my God.
We've had our fill, so we should know a lot.
Yeah, we don't even need notes. Like, we do need notes, but
yeah, totally
we shouldn't need notes.
Right? I thought I could wing it, and then I was making notes, and I was like, I would have missed all of this shit, so
good
thing I took notes.
Is the 9-hour McDonald's fact in here?
It is.
Okay, cool. That's smart.
It is just labeled as the incident.
It's a good one. It's my favorite thing it to is, ever be said in a documentary ever.
It is. It's tied for me. It's tied.
Is there a Paradise Lost situation that you enjoy?
Oh, I do enjoy that too. No, but it's up there tied for me with what is Abducted in Plain Sight?
The dad.
Yeah.
That was just doing.
My friend needed some help. So
yeah,
I
was just doing
out.
Some teenage stuff.
Right.
I love the memes of that.
I know, so funny.
I'll have to pull up the one my friend just sent me like the other day because it's just
there.
Or the video of my mom at that part.
Yeah. So funny. What did she say?
She's like, wait, he was doing it too?
She said some ridiculous verbiage, though.
Yeah, what did she say? Oh, he was... She said something really funny.
Find the video. I'll cut this out.
Okay, let me find it. I still have it on my phone. It's really good. And then the best part is when she's like, he liked it, you could tell.
I know.
Who's this guy?
That's the dad.
I did the worst.
Oh, Dan.
As far as...
So he's buggering both of them?
Yeah.
And he liked it.
He's buggering both of them?
Oh, what a gem.
I knew it was something funny like that.
Yeah.
God, she's the best.
She's something.
Someday we'll have her on the show.
Yeah, and we can convince her that she won't be murdered because of it.
Right?
She thinks it's a legit, like, consequence.
Concern.
Yeah, I'm like, Mom, there's literally 50 million podcasts. If people started getting murdered,
then we'll stop.
There would be none.
Right.
Okay, anyway.
Gypsy. All right. So, Claudine, I think it's Petre?
You can say however you want.
Great. I don't know if that's right.
They have a nice bayou accent.
Right.
So.
I have no idea if that's how you say it down in the bayou, but here in good old Midwestern Illinois, it's going to be Petre.
Works for me.
For the time being. She doesn't have that name this long in the story. Anyways, it doesn't really matter.
And she's dead, so.
Exactly. Flushed down a toilet.
Yes.
From what I've heard.
Yes.
Which is also concerning in itself, but whatever. Kind of a biohazard, I feel. Claudine is born in 1967 in Louisiana. She's the daughter of Claude Petre and Emma Gisclair.
Good enough for me.
I don't know if that's right, but we're going with it.
We don't care.
She's one of six children.
Leaf.
I have here in my notes that... We like the Claudes. Because...
There's like Claudette, Claudine, Claudelius.
Yeah, there's Claude, which is the dad. Claude Jr., Claudia, Claudine. What are we doing here? And then the other ones were like...
Steve.
Yeah, it was like Evans, Dotus and, like, Marge or something. Like, it was,
that is.
It wasn't Marge, but it was a very, like...
That is weird.
Simple name. I was like, this is very bizarre. We ran out of variations
they
of
couldn't,
Claude.
Yeah, they couldn't come up with any more that fit Claude in it.
Right?
Oh, just weird.
Yeah, extremely. In her younger years, she engaged in petty theft, and she didn't like when things didn't go her way, which, I mean, who really does?
Right. But
I think that she kind of raised a huge stink when things didn't go her way, because she's kind of a bitch.
Kind of a little bit of a big one.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, no teenager / young adult likes when things don't go their way.
Yeah, but also most of them don't, you know, engage in petty theft for a long period of time.
No, well, I was going to say, I bet more of them
teenagers,
do than...
yes, young adults.
We get over it by then.
Probably not.
Yeah.
So, she went to school to be a nurse's aide.
That's scary.
Great, yeah, loved. I'm as comfortable with her taking care of people as I am. Cutting that out.
Oh, boy. We're just going to name names. Oh, God.
Yep. Naming names. Don't care.
Just
have
to put, like, a bleep.
Die.
Just put, like, a bleep.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I hope you perish soon.
Hashtag goodbye.
Hashtag fucking party.
Oh, God. Anyway, so she's going to wipe butts. And take care of people?
Yes, apparently.
I mean, nurse's aides do more than that.
Yes.
That is a stereotype that I just continued on. I just perpetrated that.
Whatever. So in 1997, her mother dies under some sort of suspicious activity. So everyone thinks that maybe since Dee Dee, which is Claudine, forgot to mention that she actually goes by Dee Dee.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of pertinent information, but whatever.
Yeah.
This is my first rodeo. they think that she is not feeding her mother because her mother needs, like, round-the-clock care, which is, like, her dream because that's what she does to Gypsy.
Right, and she was a nurse's aide.
Right.
And literally that seems like the perfect setup for her.
Yeah, exactly.
Except, is she getting paid to do it? Because that's probably the difference.
She's not getting paid to take care of Gypsy.
Oh, I bet she is.
Well, yeah, she is.
Mm-hmm.
But she still could have done the same for her mom if she's
taking care of her.
Yeah,
you'd think it doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
but also,
you supposedly killed her by not feeding her. She literally starved the woman
to death. And I literally am trying to force feed my mother. So apparently me and Claudine are opposites.
Linda, eat your dinner, please.
Yes, thank you. Leave that in. It's fitty.
You need nutrition so you can run from the deer man.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so her mother dies. She's suspicious.
Yeah, she's suspicious as fuck.
Okay, but like, thinking back to Mommy, Dad, and Dearest, talking to the dad and the stepmom, who are my faves.
Yes, by far.
No one liked Dee Dee, apparently.
No.
So why was she left as the one to take care of the mom?
I don't know. Probably because they said that the mom was very similar to her.
So the kids probably hated her too.
Yeah, she probably was the same. So she was like, don't want to be around this person. So bye bye.
That makes sense.
I'm not sure.
That makes sense.
But at 24, she became pregnant with Gypsy, and she married...
By a 17-year-old.
Right. She married Gypsy's dad, Rod Blanchard, whom was 17 at the time.
And quite cute.
Yeah, he still is.
He's
pretty cute.
Yeah, and he's got that nice Bayou accent. Mm-hmm. I like it.
And the flat caps.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are cute.
That was good, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't work out. And
well,
they split
no.
up before Gypsy's even born, because A... She's fucking crazy. And B, she's 8 years older than him.
Yeah, and okay, like, when you're 40 and 48, that might not be a big deal.
Right.
But
when
you're
17
like,
and 24, kind of a big deal. He's not even out of high school yet.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely a big deal.
Yeah.
Age difference is super weird.
Yeah.
So that doesn't work out. They divorce. Oh, yeah, because he says they got married because that was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And then he woke up on his, what was it? He says in the movie, I woke up on my 18th birthday and thought, this is a mistake.
Yeah. Like, was that the next day?
He woke up and thought, I'm a legal adult now. That was horrible.
Like, did you take a nap after the ceremony and woke up and was like, oh, I just fucked up goddamn shit bad.
This is bad.
I have made a mistake in my life.
This is going down.
Yeah. Not good.
No.
So Gypsy is born in July of 91.
Is that for real? Because yes. I know there was some conflicting reports on her birth year.
Yes, no, she is actually born in July of 1991.
So she's not even a year younger than me.
She, yes.
Oh.
She's a year younger than me.
Yeah.
And some change.
Yeah, and just like a month shy of being a year.
Yeah.
Younger than me. Okay.
They say that she was, like, slightly premature, but that was all that was wrong with her at birth. Like, there's nothing to indicate anything is wrong with
and
her.
And preemies are totally normal a lot of the time.
Right. So, this is one of my favorite parts. So, they named her Gypsy because Dee Dee liked the name. Okay, whatever. And Rod liked Guns N' Roses, so they named her Gypsy Rose. I wrote here in my notes, such a 17-year-old thing.
Yeah, like, I like...
My favorite band is Fall Out Boy, so I'm gonna name my kid Boy.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
I could see it, though.
Never.
I mean, if the 1975 had any songs with women's names in it, I might name a kid after that. But they don't. Well,
first name,
actually,
19, middle name, 75.
Well, actually, they do have one... a woman's name in a song, and it's there's two songs that have it. One is Rebecca. No.
Yeah, that's a hard no.
And the other one's Eileen.
That's also a hard no.
Then I think, come on, Eileen. Oh, I say. yeah. Anyway, which makes me think it's a Perks Being a Wallflower. It's a whole rabbit hole. My mind goes down.
For another time.
Yeah. Sorry. Derailed. Back on.
Sidebar. At 3 months, Dee Dee claims that Gypsy has sleep apnea, which is, I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I feel like that's pretty young to be thinking that a child has sleep apnea.
But, I mean, like, don't, isn't there something, like, where babies can sometimes have trouble sleeping? Like, I think I've, like, read about it before, but, like, sleep apnea in the sense of needing a machine at 3 months old is strange to me.
Yeah, I don't even know if they make sleep apnea machines.
You know how little that mask would have to be?
It's so tiny.
Aww.
And no baby's leaving that on.
No.
So she claims that she has sleep apnea, and she takes her to all these overnight hospital stays to have all these tests and stuff done.
I had all that stuff done. I mean, I was a grown adult, but I had three sleep studies done.
Okay. I could never take a sleep study at a hospital. I'd never be able to sleep.
Yeah.
I took mine at home. They just gave me this little thing that I wore, and...
I did mine at the hospital the first... Well, okay, so I did an overnight one, but they said they couldn't find anything, but that I also woke up, like, not rested. So, like, obviously something was weird. But I also am somebody, when I'm very nervous or scared, I go to sleep. So I probably just scared passed out and was just unconscious all the time. So then I had to have one where it was all day. And I was forced to take naps off and on. So I had, like, I had my laptop.
I would have been awake the entire time.
So I had my laptop, and then I had to do another one. Because I stop breathing every 5 minutes. But I quickly recover.
Yeah, I stop. See, my problem was, I stopped breathing, like, right as I'm falling asleep. So when I had the machine, I would stop breathing because I was falling asleep. So it would shoot air into my nose and wake me up. Uh-huh. So I could never sleep when
my
I had
cats attacked my face. I tend to open my mouth and, like, because I talk in my sleep. I make weird groans because I have nightmares a lot. So it would constantly take my breath away and would wake me up. And I finally was like, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no.
No bueno.
It's been years.
Yeah, me too. So, anyway, she has all these overnight hospital stays, sleep studies, whatever, which sounds awful.
Also, like, how do you... I wish you could see my face. How do you, what's the word I'm like, evaluate the sleep of a three-month-old?
Right. Their sleep is shitty anyways.
Right. Like, they literally
nearly
are
non-existent
up all the time.
Right.
I mean, I've never had one, but that's what I hear.
I have, and I can evaluate the sleep, and it's not good.
Right. So I feel like it just was a waste of time.
Yeah. Well, it really was a waste of time, because they found zero sign that she had sleep apnea whatsoever.
Of course.
However, Dee Dee carries on saying that she has it.
Uh-huh.
And then she comes up with this thought that she has some sort of chromosome disorder. And that's what she starts telling people.
I mean, snaps to Dee Dee for knowing the word chromosome.
Right. Well, she was a nurse's aide.
That's
know.
True. So, it just grinds my gears.
Yeah, me too. Okay. So she carries on, keeps saying that she has all these illnesses, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then this is one of my favorites, too. So at 7 or 8, when Gypsy's 7 or 8, she has a very minor motorcycle accident with her grandfather.
Oh.
I'm not even sure if they could qualify it as a motorcycle accident. I mean, I don't actually know what happened, but she got a scrape to her knee. That's it. So I feel like also that's like a mishap, not really an accident, but
also I'm just surprised that Dee Dee would allow her on anything with wheels that would
right?
go quickly.
I feel like she probably didn't know about it.
No.
So
was it Dee Dee's dad, little grandpa guy?
I think so.
Aw, love that guy.
So she got an abrasion to her
good
knee,
word for
which
it.
Is just a scrape.
Mm-hmm.
And Dee Dee freaked out and claimed that this was going to require several surgeries to repair, and she couldn't walk after
you
this.
You can't even stitch a scrape.
Right. You can't stitch a scrape. It needs a Band-Aid. It might need several Band-Aids, but it surely doesn't need stitches and surgeries. You are bananas.
Yeah.
So from that point on, Gypsy's in a wheelchair. So from 7 or 8
I guess it was when plot hole had been missing. Like, what put her in a wheelchair?
Yeah.
Because it was like the dad was like, oh, she's fine. And then she's in a wheelchair. And I'm like, did no one go, oh, why is she in a wheelchair all of a sudden?
Yeah. Well, she also claimed that she had muscular dystrophy.
Okay.
But it was that and this motorcycle accident, air quotes, caused her to be paralyzed, which I also, correct me if I'm wrong, but everything says that even like a list that they show on Mommy, Dead, and Dearest of the ailments that Gypsy has that Dee Dee made herself, it says she's a quadriplegic. Doesn't that mean from the neck down?
Yes, that means all four, quad, all four limbs.
Just checking.
She definitely, I think we talked about that when it came up, and I was like, wait, huh?
Yeah, not accurate.
No. I mean, Dee Dee wrote it, so none of it's accurate.
Right.
I mean, snaps for going for it.
Right. I mean, you really went at it 100%.
Yeah, I mean, she gave it her all.
You missed the mark just a little bit.
On sanity.
Yeah.
You missed that mark by a lot.
For sure. That mark isn't even in the book. that marker is dead.
Yes.
So anyway, she's in a wheelchair from that point on. She's participating in the Special Olympics. In 2001, Gypsy's 10, and Dee Dee's claiming that she's 8.
Okay.
So, So, I guess she's claiming that she's 8 so she can participate in this mid-city parade that they do at Mardi Gras, which is like a children's-oriented parade. I don't know if it's for, like, children with disabilities.
Is there, like, a weird age cutoff? Because 8 and 10 are still children.
I don't know anything about parades in Mardi Gras.
I was a very sorry. That's true. I was a very small child, and once we were on vacation, and my mom tried to tell the people that I was younger to get free breakfast, and I totally busted her out.
Okay, you're an asshole.
Well, she didn't warn me first, and I was like, "No, Mama, I'm 7 or whatever." And she's like, "No, you're 5," and I was like, "No,
this one's delirious."
I'm not. And my mom's like, I think they let it go, because I think the lady was just like, that's hilarious. But I was like, no, Mama. No, I'm not.
And this is why your mom hates you.
I know. It's just that one time I screwed her plans.
Yeah. Gypsy is named the honorary queen of this parade, which...
That's fancy.
I'm not sure if you get anything for that.
A crown, I would hope.
I'm sure she gets something, otherwise she wouldn't have had her participate.
She would not. Also... Does no one have to prove their age anywhere to anybody? Because,
well, it's the 90s.
Yeah, things were weird.
Yeah, things were real weird in the 90s. Exhibit A, if you've seen Paradise Island or whatever.
Paradise Lost?
Yeah, Paradise Lost.
Paradise Island is that TV show, isn't it? Or is that Paradise Hotel?
I don't know.
Paradise Lost.
Paradise.
We'll have to do an episode on that sometime.
Yes.
Mr. America.
Yes. I don't even know what his real name is, because I just call him Mr. America.
I know. John Mark Byers.
Yes.
A.K.A. Mr. America.
Yeah. If you want a real exhibit of weirdness in the 90s, that is it.
Yes.
He is the poster boy. Yeah. Literally and figuratively. Yes. He will make you a trifold poster.
Yes. Okay, so she's the queen.
Yeah, she's the queen. in second grade, Dee Dee pulls her out of school and starts to homeschool her, apparently because her illnesses were too severe. But I don't see anything that shows that she actually homeschooled her.
Well, it was just that's like, what's kind of scary,
she pulled
though,
her out, and that's it.
Especially, I mean, I know it's a little different now, but even now, like, there's no regulation. There's no anything on homeschooling. You could teach your kid, who knows. Like, there's a documentary called Jesus Camp, which is absolutely terrifying, about little Jesus freaks. And they get homeschooled, and literally they tell them, like, just Jesus stuff.
That ain't gonna help you
right.
file
so
your
I'm like,
taxes.
Nobody's stopping them to be like, hey, they need a proper education.
Right. I mean, a lot of proper education is shit you'll never use.
Yeah, it's useless.
But, I mean, I've used a lot of it.
Yeah, like, I can answer weird Jeopardy questions just because of stuff I've learned.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. That's what we go to school for 12 years for, and then college, so we can answer Jeopardy questions.
Hey, it's
really
good.
While we're
sitting
on our couch with crumbs all over our shirt.
Yes. Like that one comedian, he's like, what is it? In a beanbag chair, naked eating Cheetos, watching Jeopardy.
Yeah. Perfect. Maybe get a blankie. It's a little chilly out in the spring.
It is.
So, she... Apparently, Gypsy learns how to read on her own, because
she has a brain.
Right, and Dee Dee didn't teach her how to do that. And, okay.
Because Dee Dee doesn't have a brain?
Also, you learn to read in, like, first grade, so why are we... She pulled her out after second grade. She should know how to read by now.
Yes.
Probably not well, but, I mean, kids can read.
Yeah.
But she also is saying that she's, like, super behind. And
right, so, yeah, I'm sure she had her in special classes anyway, so probably didn't teach.
Yeah,
they probably taught her how to color.
Yeah. Probably.
I mean, they do teach more than that, but at first grade level, it's probably coloring.
This is a coloring book.
Yes.
These are crayons. So she claims she learned to read by reading Harry Potter books, which... I'm nearly 30 and I can barely read them.
Okay, well,
myself.
I can read the hell out of them.
Yeah, I've read the hell out
of
like,
them. But, like, I know how to read really well.
Right.
It's not like that's where you just dive in.
Right, and also when you're reading to yourself, it, like, you should hear me try to read it. I'm like, what?
Yeah, well, because
I know everyone in this book. I know what goes on. I've read all the books several times and I still am like, what?
Well, when you're reading to yourself, you can just skip over the words you don't know how to pronounce.
Right. Or just say them how I want
in
my head.
I do that all the time. I'll just be like, nope.
Yep, I know who that is. Moving
next
on.
Next word.
Yeah, so I find that kind of hard to believe, but I mean,
go you, Gypsy. At least you picked a good book series.
Right. I just question her reading ability if she learned from Harry Potter, because, like, that ain't a book you read to learn.
No.
Shortly after all that, they move in with with her grandparents, which would be Dee Dee's dad and her stepmother.
Love them.
Love her dearly.
They love Gypsy.
They dearly love Dee Dee also.
Yes, they adore her.
Sarcasm.
They flush her down the toilet.
Yes. So at this point, Dee Dee's stepmom starts getting ill.
Yeah.
And come to find out, it's because Dee Dee is poisoning her with Roundup weed killer. She's putting it in her food. Fucking psychopath.
Also,
I know some people I'd like to poison with Roundup serial killer. What? What happened? Roundup weed killer.
Did you see my face? I was like, whatever. Also, like, did no one find it odd that she would have had to have been serving everyone every meal to make sure that the poison ended up in the right place?
Right.
Like, no. You guys all sit. I'll bring everybody. Don't eat off her plate.
No.
I'll bring everyone their own plate, and that is your plate. Do not touch anyone else's.
Did she make, like, little table signs? Like,
maybe.
With their, like, assigned seats every night?
Yeah, because she couldn't have put it down. Like, people could sit out wherever.
Right.
I don't know.
And what if you get it mixed up?
Could have been disastrous.
Very well could have been. But I think she poisoned her for a long time, so I think maybe if you, ate off
immunity?
The wrong plate on accident, you'd be okay.
Okay.
I don't really know. I've never been poisoned.
Me either.
That I'm aware of.
Right.
During the time that they live with her parents, she's arrested for just petty little things like writing bad checks and stupid crap like that. So, like, you're a full-fledged adult now and you're still doing petty theft and writing bad checks, so.
And poisoning people.
Right, totally forgot about that. And poisoning people.
Yes, so trying to murder people. Possibly already murdered.
Right, starved your mother to death.
And then you're just writing bad checks. Like
and
that.
Lying and taking advantage of every single assistance system that you could think of and charity.
Yes.
More on that to come.
Yes.
So the stepmom, whom has been being poisoned.
Yes.
Starts to question all of these ailments that Gypsy has.
As any sane person would.
Right. And Dee Dee's like, no, fuck you, bitch, we're leaving. So they move out because
well,
nobody
questions
her. Well,
yeah, she can't have anyone expose her.
Right. That would be terrible. And she tried to get rid of her so she couldn't, but that bitch wouldn't have it.
Well, good for her.
Yes. Shout
Dirty
out to
lady.
The stepmom. She is. And I like her.
Yes, I like her too.
So they move to, I think it's called Slidell? Not sure. So then during this time, they go to doctors all the time, as she spends most of her life at the doctors and hospitals.
Okay, do no doctor, this just, I'm just at a loss.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, when I was sick and going to, like, afterwards, and I had my checkups and stuff. Like
when you tried to casually die?
Yeah.
Okay.
They had everything. Like, I went to this doctor, and they had everything from the doctor before.
Yeah, they had all your records?
Well, yeah, but,
well,
like,
it's also 2019.
Instantly, right. So, like, in the 2000s, wouldn't this doctor be like, who all have you seen already?
Right.
Where is, like, because, okay, so most people have, like, if they have a documented illness, they have paperwork from somewhere.
Right.
Like, I was born with a heart valve issue, and my mom, like, a couple years ago, found my diagnosis paper from my doctor as a baby. So, like, I have that. That means I have that.
Right.
Like, are these doctors just like, oh, you say you have this? Okay. Add it onto the list. Like,
well,
do we have no proof?
Well, and the thing is, she would go to different doctors.
Every doctor.
Yeah,
around.
And if they were like, no, I don't think she has this, she would just go to a different one. She would just keep going to doctors,
like,
until she
there
found
be
one.
Some, like, it's like they have CODIS for all the fingerprints and stuff. It's like,
yeah.
Can we put, like, a, I don't know, this lady's crazy and might be abusing her kid, put her name in there, and if she shows up at the doctor, like, arrest her immediamente? Like, really shouldn't be that hard.
Yeah, I don't know. But during this time, she's claiming, they're going to the doctors, she's claiming that she has hearing and vision problems, muscular dystrophy.
Is this when she has leukemia?
Yep, she says she has leukemia, she's having seizures, they put her on anti-seizure medication, which ends up, like, rotting her teeth out, so she has to have a bunch of teeth pulled, which is horrific for any teenager. That would be so awful. I mean, it's not like she gets to leave the house or anything, really, but still, like, I have dreams about my teeth falling out sometimes, and it is awful.
I think a lot of people have those dreams. I tried to Google it once.
I think
it's like stress and stuff.
I think it's like confidence or self-image or something like that.
Yeah.
I've Googled it several times because I have them all the time.
I do too. I also have a dream that I'm in a car that I cannot, like, control. Like, the car won't stop when I want it to. It won't, like, reverse when I want it to. It goes, like, it's just...
Don't like
it's
that.
It's traumatic.
That is pretty traumatic.
Yeah, it's awful.
So they do... She's claiming she has muscular dystrophy. So they do this muscle biopsy, which apparently is extremely invasive and
yeah, any biopsy
extremely painful, and she still has, like, huge scars on her legs from it. But those tests are negative. They say she doesn't have it. But,
well, duh.
Right, because she doesn't.
Doesn't have any of this stuff.
Exactly. But Dee Dee keeps claiming that she does. But in 2005, Hurricane Katrina comes, destroys everything that they have. They don't have a home. They don't have anything. This is where Dee Dee claims that all of those
medical records
that you speak of are destroyed.
Which,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and how are you going to be like, oh, you lost your whole home and you didn't grab those papers? How dare you?
Right.
You're going to be like, oh my God, I can't. Well, that's what I thought, like, when those things happen. Like, those people lose everything.
Mm-hmm.
How do you even start over? Like, you don't even have proof that you're you.
Yeah.
I would just pick a different person.
Probably would have been a good idea for a Gypsy. That's for sure.
Ran away and picked somebody else.
Swim away. So they move to Missouri, which I don't know why they picked Missouri. after Hurricane Katrina. They lose everything, whatever. I don't know if the dad was not affected by Hurricane Katrina.
Because he's still in Louisiana.
Yeah, he still is in Louisiana. They moved to Missouri.
Okay.
In 2007, she's named Child of the Year, which I'm sure she gets
something
some
for.
Sort of monetary...
Child of the Year for what? Just of the world? Or
I don't know.
An organization?
I think it's an organization, but I don't know what organization it is.
Is it like Give the People the World or Give the Kids the World or whatever that thing's called?
I'm not sure.
Edit that part out because it sounds stupid.
I didn't research that very, very thoroughly.
It's okay. I was just like, Child of the Year of what? Like, yeah. I want to be the Child of the Year.
I'm not sure. Let's ask Siri. Siri. She's at home right now.
Yeah, my on my watch, it never knows what I'm saying and will tell me it can't look anything up. So I don't even bother.
Your watch is fucked up.
It's stupid, yeah.
So then in 2008, they build that pink Habitat for Humanity home.
So cute.
Home. I know, it is so cute.
It is, yeah. I can just picture what I would make the inside look like.
I know.
It would be like, there would definitely be bright colors and just like frilly, like, white.
Like lots of doilies?
Yes. Like it would have to be. With white lacy curtains.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just picturing it like a Sim house and how I would decorate it.
A Sim house. That's funny because I always tell Austin I wish that Sims building was real because then we could just grab the corner of our house and drag it out.
Right?
Fill up the whole lot with house. And yeah. A pool would be much easier to install, so.
Yeah, you just think.
Hopefully nobody takes the ladder out while you're in it, though.
Yeah, that's a... Oh my god, I did that one time and a guy just jumped out!
Excuse me, sir.
I was like, I'm trying to kill you!
You're supposed to perish in
the other way to kill someone is to build, like, a 2x2 room and then put them in there and then take the door out.
My favorite thing was when my people started, like, needing attention, because that's annoying. I don't want to have to eat and go to the bathroom.
Yes, I would just cheat.
Yeah, you could just delete them and then bring them right back. And they'd be perfect.
I love deleting stuff.
Yeah. Ain't nobody got time for real
life. When I was playing the other day, because yes, I still play it sometimes, this weird, like, robot thing showed up on my front porch, and I was like, nope, not today, and I just deleted him. I don't even know what it was.
It's probably there to take your children or something.
Oh my god, I know. My children always got taken away by child services.
And you could always just delete the social services lady.
I know, and I'm like, whatever, take the kid, I guess.
Goodbye.
Just build adopt a dog.
Build a wall around the kid.
Can't get to it. Can't
Have
take
fun,
it.
Have fun, bitch.
Right? Okay, that was off.
Which is kind of what Dee Dee did to Jessie.
Yeah, built a wall around her. Yeah. That is for sure what she did.
Yep. So... during this time, they've got this free house from Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah.
They're also taking charitable donations from the Ronald McDonald House. Whenever they have to travel for doctor's appointments or surgeries or anything, they get to stay in the Ronald McDonald houses. They get free flights. They get free trips to Disney.
Ugh.
Backstage passes for concerts and things like that.
Probably nothing good.
Miranda Lambert.
Oh, decent.
And Blake Shelton. I mean, I'd go to it.
Were they married then, or did they
yes,
say, okay.
They were married then.
So say that'd be awkward.
Yeah, that would be very awkward. No, they were married then.
Okay.
I think Miranda Lambert even donated like $3,500 to her or something, like of her own personal funds, which is astronomical, anyways. But
yeah,
it's like $3 to her, but
yeah,
that still is a very nice gesture.
That is nice. That is nice.
And they're also getting stuff from Make-A-Wish. I don't know
right.
what they're. I don't know what they were getting from Make-A-Wish or what.
But like, yeah, they went to Disney World and stuff.
Yeah, several times to eat royal mashed potatoes. But in addition to all of this, they're obviously getting disability, all that stuff.
Oh yeah, she has. Yeah,
yeah. And Rod is sending.
Except you have to like prove
she has medical records. Because she's going to 7,500 doctors.
Well, and like they say in Mommy Dead and Dearest, like half the medication she was giving Gypsy was causing the other stuff.
Yeah.
So
these ailments that she had, she really did have, but it was just because she's taking all this medicine she does not need. So in addition to all those charitable donations and all this other shit, people in the town are donating money to them and they're helping them, donating food, whatever. Gypsy's dad is sending at least $1,200 a month.
Oh, my Lanta!
To support them, also.
Is he rich?
I don't know what he does.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of
for
money.
For child support, I mean.
Yeah. But, I mean, if your kid's disabled and...
You probably think, oh, they really need it.
Right. But I think she was just, like, stockpiling that away in, like, a rainy day fund or something.
But, like, it also makes me sad that the dad wasn't like, hey, why isn't my kid in school? Hey, why is my kid be, like, you know, but it's a dad. Yeah,
I think that she also had really good explanations for all of these things. Yeah. She was very manipulative and very good at what
and
she did.
And he seems nice.
Naive, also.
Yeah, I was gonna say, but not super bright.
Yeah, right. So on Gypsy's 18th birthday, her dad calls to wish her a happy birthday. She's 18, so he calls to wish her happy 18th birthday. And Dee Dee's like, no, she thinks she's 14. Okay, like, oh, could you wave a bigger red flag?
Also, like, Gypsy girl, you can't keep track of how many birthdays you've had? Like, what, your birthday just didn't come that year, or what?
I've thought that also, and I'm like, okay, maybe you don't know if, like, your mom told
mom,
you.
Mom, what year was I born in?
Right. But, like, when you're, like, 7 or 8, you know how old you are, and you know how to count by then. So,
that's right, so she you wasn't add one on every right. year.
She wasn't claiming she was younger at that point in time,
right.
So
be like, Mom, no, I'm 18.
Right. Could you maybe just, like, scratch another line on your wall? Jailhouse wall.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
another year
how many
has
years
gone
I've
by.
Been stuck in here.
Yeah. At any rate, she thinks she's 14. Well, now, if Gypsy actually thinks she's 14,
I don't know. Yeah,
but
I'm sure she's listening to her talk now. She had to know.
Yeah, but also, if that's your entire life, that's all you ever know.
Yeah, you're like. And, like, kind of, what does it matter?
Right. And that's your mother. Why right. would you not believe what she says?
Well, sadly for her, yeah.
Right. So, Dee Dee is telling everyone that Rod is a drug addict and an alcoholic, and he doesn't send any money or do anything, when he actually is sending more money than he probably could afford.
Oh,
so
yeah.
She's just getting more sympathy and more help from other people in the community.
Oh, yeah.
She's just
raking
duping.
It in.
Yeah, she's duping everyone.
Oh, what an a-hole.
I can't read my handwriting.
That's probably bad. Do you need me to read it from here? Because I have banging eyesight.
No, I don't. So, Dee Dee starts shaving Gypsy's head and saying that it's from the chemo. She tells her, well, it's just going to fall out anyway, so
okay,
we'll
but, like,
shave it.
Unless you completely shave it to the scalp.
Right.
The hair would still come out.
Exactly.
Like,
Gypsy doesn't know that, though, so.
Yeah, that's true.
And she, from all the pictures I've seen, she makes her, like, wear a hat all the time, so no one would know that she does have that.
It has hair.
Right, it's buzzed, yeah. Basically.
Also, how traumatic to do to your little girl for no reason.
Oh, right?
I just think of being that age, and if my mom was like, okay, we're gonna shave your head, I'd be like, no.
No, we ain't.
Not happening.
Not today.
No.
So, along with shaving her head and claiming that she's losing her hair from chemo, she has a feeding tube inserted, and she has her on an oxygen tank. Like, oxygen is one thing, whatever. But a feeding tube?
If I was Gypsy, I'd just turn it up high enough to get high off the oxygen.
She probably was, because she didn't need it.
That's right. A feeding tube, that is horrible to do to somebody that doesn't need it.
Right. And they have to have it changed, like, regularly, and it's very painful. And I think that Dee Dee would sometimes change them herself.
Oh, my God.
Which is, ugh.
Plus, you gotta deal with the buttons, and the Mickey buttons, and the whole thing. And
yeah, I don't know what any of that crap is. But
I do. But yeah, it's not a simple thing.
No.
But see, she could put drugs and stuff in there, and Gypsy wouldn't know.
Right. That's how she was giving
not,
her most of them.
Or feed her.
Yeah, and she also had, like, she had weird names written on all the drugs that she had. Like, the seizure medication, she would have Shaky Baby written on it.
That's weird.
And, creepy. Like, she had some sort of sleeping medication that she writes Sleepy Baby on, so she could, like, remember what they were all for, I guess? I don't know.
Dedication. She's not lacking.
She dedicated to fucking crazy.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, when she starts something, she...
She's seeing it through.
Yeah, she goes for it.
Yeah.
Doesn't work out so well for her, but that's okay.
No. What the fuck does that say? Oh. I was writing really fast. So, she is giving her all these medications, whatever. She has the feeding tube, the oxygen tank, and she's on fucking Pediasure until she's well into her 20s. Okay, Pediasure's for children. like toddlers.
Yeah, and the only okay, so I'm going back to my Mickey Bump situation. Yeah, you may have that if you are older. Well, A, most insurances won't pay for it after a certain age anyway. But
this is an expertise.
But second issue is you only get that if you are underweight and malnourished.
Well, she was underweight and malnourished. But she was like 80 pounds.
Yeah, but they said that like her muscles are perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Like her body wasn't atrophied. It wasn't extra little skinny. Yeah. She just was small.
Yeah.
So, like,
which she's claiming
she's in a wheelchair.
She's claiming she's way younger than she is anyway, so.
Right. So they would not.
But the insurance company knows how old she is.
You would think.
The insurance, that's how Gypsy found out she wasn't.
Yeah.
Because the insurance card had her real birth date on it.
But yeah, insurance companies will not pay for formula and stuff like that after a certain age unless there's, like, a specific reason. And Gypsy wasn't, she was able to eat, because you see her eat, so she was able to swallow.
Right.
So, like,
but she still had a feeding,
too. Yeah, there's no, whatever doctor put that in needs their license taken away.
Yes.
At the least.
Yeah, I would say.
And then they need punched in the face with a chair. Or something.
Punched in the face with a chair.
Yeah. Anywho, she's on Pediasure.
She's on Pediasure.
Well, that really got me going, sorry.
That really tripped my trigger.
Yeah.
And Dee Dee does this weird, like, hand-holding thing with Gypsy.
Yeah, it,
like,
yes!
Freaks me out. So, like, whenever they're in public, or whenever they're doing interviews or whatever, they're always holding hands.
I don't like that.
And Gypsy claims that it's like, if she was about to say something that would make people think she wasn't sick or something, Dee Dee would squeeze her hand really hard.
But also, Dee Dee wants everyone to think she's slow.
Right.
So she can't get out there and speak Harry Potter sentences. Right. So people are gonna know the jig is up.
Right. So she does that, and she also, like, beats her with a clothes hanger, or a coat hanger, when they're home. Like, she's very abusive to Gypsy, because Gypsy's starting to be like, yo, I can walk. I ain't stupid.
Right. Like,
what is going, like, I've been 14 for 5 years now.
I wonder what happened, though, because Gypsy said she knew she could walk. So I just imagine the one time she was just like, I'm getting up.
Yeah.
Just like, nah, I'm just going to see how this goes.
Yeah.
And, like, didn't trust her mom for a minute and was just like, I'm going to stand up. And then, it's a miracle. Right. I can walk. And then she was just like, meh, I'll sit in the chair when I'm in public. It's fine.
Yeah. That's.
But, like, did her mom ever see her walking around? Because I feel like she must have walked around at home.
I think she did sometimes, but she said that she would get in trouble for it.
Well, yeah, if somebody looked through the window.
Yeah.
There's Gypsy breakdancing. Really blow her cover.
Yes, that would be bad.
Funny.
I would definitely put some holes in that.
That whole story.
Yeah.
Like that video I tagged you in.
That was so funny. What did it say?
Gypsy's out dancing.
Dee Dee gonna be so mad.
Yeah,
when she
Gypsy
finds
out dancing.
She's just stretching her legs. So, one of the really awful things, which I don't even understand why you do this, but she has her salivary glands injected with Botox.
That, yeah, because it paralyzes them.
Yeah. But then she has them removed because she's drooling so much she's choking on it, she claims. But Gypsy says that Dee Dee was putting topical anesthetics on them before doctor's appointments.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So that she would be drooling.
But see, what would be really hard to do if you don't have saliva?
Swallow?
Eat.
Yeah.
Can't eat if you don't have no spit to help break down your food.
Right. So, like, how does she eat now?
I don't know how she eats now, but she's eating
prison food,
so she probably, like, just has to swallow it anyway. Yeah.
She just drinks it through a
straw. Doesn't have to chew it. But yeah, like, what a perfect way to be like, no, she has to have stuff in the feeding tube. She can't swallow.
Right. And she's also, like, getting tubes put in her ears.
Also, like, kids.
Ear infections.
Okay, I'm saying kids because I'm thinking of, like, disabled children, but they can drool sometimes. Right. Like, what doctor's like, oh, she's drooling? That's no good. We're going to just take it all out.
Right.
Like, just wipe her down.
Put a raincoat on him.
put a little tray underneath and just let it
perfect
slob right in there.
Right. But she's claiming that she's choking on it, so that's like a, no, oh, we must get this removed because she's choking on it.
That doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
I have choked on spit before, though.
I also have. I choked on a chicken nugget today, too, in the car. That was a fun time.
Oh, no. One day at work the other day, I choked on the salami.
Yeah, I took a bite, and it, like, burned the fuck out of the side of my tongue, so, like, just...
Get rid of it.
Well, it burned the fuck out of me, so I was like, and it went right down my throat, and I was like, ah!
Yeah.
I was literally coughing up chicken nuggets.
Next time we have a phone conversation with my mom, ask her about the pork chop incident.
The great pork chop incident of 1994.
I can't stop hearing about it, and it's been years.
Oh my God.
It's bad, though.
So, during these little doctor's visits to every doctor on the face of this earth...
That's what I mean! Like, it's not... so frustrating.
They visit this doctor... I'm going to butcher this name. So please bear with me. Dr. Flatterstein?
Flatterstein?
Seems right.
That seems good.
He says that Dee Dee's not a good historian.
Well, no.
He's very suspicious of all of these things she says. Thank you, Dr.
Flatterstein. Whatever your name is.
Flatterstein.
Flatterstein.
Yes. Dr. F. That's what we're going to go
Dr.
for.
F. Thank you, Dr. F, yes. For having a goddamn brain.
Right. So he's like, yo, can I get the medical records and stuff? And she's like, oh, well, you know, her regular, we lost him in Katrina.
Okay, but someone has them.
Right.
Hospitals keep them.
Right.
Someone.
There's record.
Has them somewhere.
Yeah. So he's like, okay, I don't really believe you, so let's do all these tests. So he does all these tests again.
Yeah, because he's the one that says her muscles are fine. They're not atrophied, and they should be.
Yep. And they all come up negative.
Well, duh.
Every single one of them. He's the first one to mention Munchausen's by proxy.
Well, I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I feel like I could have seen that.
Yeah.
In just the goings-on.
Yeah, but can you, what is Munchausen's by proxy?
A Munchausen's by proxy is basically when a caregiver or a parent makes a kid sick or makes them think they're sick. Sometimes they do things to them to make them sick. Sometimes they just tell them that they're sick. They make them think they're sick. So it seems like there's varying degrees of it. So you may have a mild case like you might have a parent that says like... no, you're allergic to that. You can't have that. Blah, 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 blah. You know, when they're not. Mm-hmm. But then you have severe cases where they're doing things to their kid to make them sick.
Like shaving their head and...
Poisoning them, giving them medication they don't need.
Feeding tubes.
Yes. That is one of the most severe cases of Munchausen by proxy that I've ever heard of.
Somehow, Dee Dee gets access to this doctor's records. I don't know what kind of voodoo bullshit she pulls to get this.
Well, in Mommy, Dead, and Dearest, I think... Okay, side note. I have impeccable memory for things I watch.
Amazing.
I can literally quote you... Like, we were at breakfast the other day with my sister, and I was telling her to watch Paradise Lost, and I'm telling her direct quotes from the movie, and she's like, do you have this memorized or something? But, like, I can picture it perfectly and hear it and see it the whole bit. So,
meanwhile, I can't remember my name.
Right. So, well, yeah, I can't, like, I could get up and walk into the room and not remember why, but
no idea.
But in Mommy Dead and Dearest, the lawyer says that she made requests through social services, which, again... Didn't Dr. F make a complaint to them?
No, it says that he never made a complaint because he was, when he consulted other doctors, they had said, like, these are the golden people, like, treat them with utmost respect
what a hot mess
and whatever.
Express.
Yeah, so he was like, well, all of my colleagues believe them, so
yeah,
but I'm not going to turn them in.
I think that's what it was. I think they were getting, like,
but also,
social services.
Isn't that, like, mandatory?
Yeah, they're mandated reporters.
Yeah. So, like, wouldn't you have to turn
my,
in?
If anything, he should have said, my colleagues, blah, 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 all the bull crap they spewed.
Yeah.
But this is what I'm seeing. It may be nothing. Yeah. It may be something. Somebody other than a medical professional needs to check this whole situation out.
Right. But also, social services workers are not medical professionals, so they're not going to go to her house and be like, oh, yeah, you don't have muscular dystrophy or leukemia or any of this stuff. They're going to be like, oh, wow, this kid really is sick. This is a great mom taking care of her.
Although, did you see the condition of the house?
I did. But I don't think it was like always like that. I think it was just like that towards the end when Dee Dee was starting to get sick and going downhill.
Good golly.
Yeah, it was hoarders.
It's just, it's sad. Like,
how could she even wheel her wheelchair? She had to be walking towards the end.
Yeah.
The only way to get around the house.
Well, then that picture, they show her wheelchair, like, in the bathroom. Like, of all the weird, like, would you wheel her to the tub, and then what? She walked back to the bed? Like,
Probably.
So frustrating.
It is extremely.
This whole thing just irks me.
But Dee Dee gets access to those records and sees all of these questions
and then she goes and kills Dr. F. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah. So she immediately stopped going to him.
Oh, well, duh.
You know, went to someone else and was like, this guy's full of shit. Well, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Because not only was somebody questioning what Gypsy supposedly had, they were pointing the finger at Dee Dee.
Right.
Like, it wasn't like the dad saying, like, does she really have that? It was, you're doing this to her.
Right. And she know like that.
No.
Mm-mm. You don't question Dee Dee. She knows what she's doing.
She is a big mama, and she is not being questioned.
No. She ain't having none of that shit.
No.
In 2009, someone reports them to the police because they're using different names and birth dates. So I don't know if it's a doctor or some neighbor or something. I mean, it would have to be like a doctor or a nurse or something
like
that.
Yeah, because like,
because they're like getting, I don't know necessarily the different names, because I've never heard the different names used unless they were saying there's an E on the end of the last name, which is still
Blanchard,
the same thing.
I saw a lot of that.
Yeah. But I mean, they probably were like, this has a different date of birth than this. Like, they probably got different birth certificates with different dates on them.
Okay, going back again to my expertise. When you are a biller, a medical biller, and you send things to insurance companies, which I'm sure Gypsy had a ton of bills.
Oh, I'm sure.
They sometimes ask you for stuff. They ask you for documentation. All the time. So, all it would take was for an insurance company to be like, hey, we need documentation of whatever this is, and then be like, hey, that's weird, that's not her birthday.
Right. I'm sure they have her birth certificate on file, and if you send another one, a forged one, that has a different date on it, they're gonna be like, what?
Right, because even, like, even if a hospital record has the wrong birthday, and they send it to the insurance company, the insurance company's gonna be like, nope, not the same person,
yeah,
not the same birthday, what's going on?
Yeah. So I don't really know how she faked that and got that stuff paid for, but somehow she did. Maybe she just kept switching insurances, they had to have been on, like, Medicaid something.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah. But somebody turns them in, and social services comes. And they, exactly what I said earlier, they're like, oh, this is a really sick child, and her awesome mother is taking care of her. Case closed.
But, like,
how many times has Gypsy been failed now?
A million. Use some darn common sense.
Does the whole state of Missouri have none? No common sense?
No. Nobody from Louisiana all the way up seems to.
There is not one bit of common sense anywhere.
My stepmother is from Missouri, and she's very intelligent, but she must have got all of it.
She's a transplant.
Yeah, she had to have gotten all of it.
Yeah. In 2009 or 10, Gypsy shows up at one of her neighbor's houses out of her wheelchair.
Eh?
Right.
Alarming?
Asking for a ride to the hospital to see some guy that she had met at one of these little comic conventions that she goes to. He had been in some sort of altercation and
at the comic convention?
I don't think so.
Oh,
it said that it was an unrelated thing.
I can't imagine him being injured enough to go to the hospital at a comic convention.
Right, but he's in the emergency room, so she is trying to get a ride there.
And the friend's like, oh, walk there.
Well, right. Okay, when I read this, I was like,
and no one thought, eh?
This is 2009 or 10. The murder didn't happen until 2015. If you knew 5 years prior that she could walk, like, did you think that was a dream? Gypsy is literally standing outside your house.
Like, the day before, you saw her in the wheelchair, all messed up. And then you see her, and you're like, eh? And then the next day, you see her back in her wheelchair. You're like, well, I can't possibly have seen her out of her chair.
I mean...
It was a good day? Like, what did they think it was?
This is also a large red flag.
But people sometimes want to believe so much that people aren't horrible people that they make up like a whole, oh, well.
Okay. But if this child was in a wheelchair the entire time you ever knew her.
And then suddenly she's at your door tap dancing.
You would be like, it's a miracle.
She can walk. Yeah. It's a miracle.
We're having a parade right now. You're the honorary queen.
Yeah, like, it's weird. The lack of reaction is strange.
Yeah, extremely. So
I'd probably slam the door thinking it was like, I'm seeing things. Yeah, right. Check myself in.
Right. Well, maybe she was like wearing a wig or some sort of disguise too.
She does like to do that.
Yeah.
Where she gets them, I do not know.
Yeah, I don't know. So she goes, I don't know how she gets to the hospital, but she goes to see this guy that she...
And the doctors are like, Gypsy?
Well, yeah.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Are you walking?
The doctors get there and they're like, this guy is an adult and you are a child. You cannot be here. You cannot be here with this guy. Like, he's a creep. We're calling the cops because he's
preying
on you.
Yeah, but how old was she?
She was 18 or
19. Yeah, she's an adult.
9 or 10. Yeah, she's 18 or 19.
Yeah, so she is an adult.
Yeah, she's an adult.
She's just treated like a child. They think she's a child.
Right, because that's what Dee Dee has told everyone. So then...
I'm like, no, I'm old enough.
Yeah. So Dee Dee comes, brings her fake paperwork, and shows everyone that Dee Dee is not an adult and takes her home. She's like, nope, can't be here. Sorry. You're under 18, so I'm taking you home. She's like, what the fuck?
You know Gypsy wants to be like, Mom, do some math.
Right.
I am an adult.
I have 19 tallies on my prison wall in my bedroom.
Right.
Okay? So then in 2011, she tries to run away at this comic convention.
Yeah.
Right, because she's starting to be like,
I would have ran away like 6 years ago.
Well, yeah, she's 20 now, so she's
I would have got out of my chair and I would have ran away.
Right, like, do it in public.
Dee Dee can't catch her.
Right.
If she started she doesn't run much, so she might not be very fast.
She can run faster than her.
Oh, yeah.
In the middle of the hospital, girl, get up and run. Because everybody's going to be like...
That's what I don't understand. Okay, I know...
Woo!
Okay, I know that Gypsy was terrified of Dee Dee, obviously. Right. But just once at a doctor's visit, Gypsy didn't think like... F it, I'm just gonna stand up.
Right.
Then what are they gonna do?
Well, then Dee Dee probably would have came up with some sort of cockamamie excuse as to why
she's having a good muscular dystrophy day.
Right.
She can walk.
Yeah.
Or Dee Dee would just be like, oh my god, I never knew she could walk.
And then beat the piss out of her when they got home.
Just gets me, man.
Yeah. But so in 2011, she tries to run away again.
Good. Go, Gypsy, go.
With some guy. I don't know.
From the comic convention again, mm-hmm. Right?
Yep, yep. And Dee Dee finds them in a hotel room.
That's not good.
And she brings Dee Dee's birth certificate, which is very, very bizarre. She brings her birth certificate to show this guy and be like, look, she's underage and I'm going to call the cops if you don't send her home with me. So he's like, what the fuck? You told me that you were an adult and...
But...
So then they send her home with her again. She has to go home with her again. She's like, this poor girl just cannot get away.
Well, that's why what happens happened.
Right. That was really her only way out.
It was.
Yeah. Poor thing. Do not rest in peace, Dee Dee Blanchard.
No.
Oh, when they get home from this little outing.
This little adventure.
Yes. Dee Dee smashes Gypsy's computer with a hammer.
Saw that coming.
Yep. And she tells her if she ever tries that shit again, she's gonna smash her fingers with the hammer also.
Wouldn't you smash her feet?
Because she ran away.
Yeah.
No, you smash her fingers because then she can't wheel away. She can't use her feet.
Well, yeah, but she can.
Right, right. And she also kept Gypsy leashed and handcuffed to the bed for 2 weeks because she tried to run away.
Like, doesn't Gypsy have a phone?
It was smashed.
Oh, okay.
She smashed her phone and her computer.
I was going to say, call 911 and be like, yo, I'm leashed to a bed right now. Can you come help me?
Right. I need some fucking assistance.
And my mom is the one that's doing it. And if you come in here and ask nicely, she's going to come unleash me before she answers the door.
Yeah.
So bust up in here.
Right. Right. Bring come through my SWAT window. Team.
Yeah. Do like in the movies.
Throw tear gas.
Do like the movies.
Come down from the helicopter.
Swing through yeah. the window. Bust the window out.
Yes. I need help.
Yeah. For sure. For sure. Mm.
So, somehow, she gains access to a computer again. I don't know if she's, like, I don't know if she had, she must have had her own computer, and her mom smashed it, and then, so she just started using her mom's computer while she's sleeping. She gets up in the middle of the night.
Seems risky.
Yeah, extremely.
Like, I probably would just call it a day and just
yeah, like,
hide in my room.
Yeah, that's extremely risky, but she is desperate.
Yeah.
She's tried to run away like 3 times. There's no end in sight.
No.
Dee Dee's continuing to just
be awful.
Pump her full of drugs and shit. Give her surgery she does not need. Okay, so let's wrap this one up.
Okay.
We have more information.
Right.
We're going to split it into 2 episodes because it's a lot.
Because we are long-winded.
Yes, we like to talk a lot. So we'll wrap it up here.
Yeah, we'll be back literally
tomorrow with the rest
the
of
next
the story.
Moment. Yeah.
Yes. So like us, subscribe,
follow,
rate, review, follow, all that fun stuff.
And do all the things.
Yes, all the things.
Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Is that all?
Yes.
I felt like something was missing.
Subscribe and follow us on iTunes.
iTunes.
Please leave reviews. We have no reviews yet. The first person to review will be our number one top fan.
Of all time.
Ever.
And maybe, if you're lucky, we'll also make you a Team Gypsy shirt.
Oh my gosh, that would be so awesome.
There. Okay.
Yes.
Deal. You have my word.
So, yep. All right. So.
All right. Don't talk to strangers.
And let's never meet.
Bye.
Bye.